You are listening to the Estheticians Are Anymore podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 137. Welcome to the Estheticians Are Anymore podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it blooms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Hello and welcome back. Happy Monday. How are you doing? Hope you had a great week. I want to talk about something today that I think a lot of people struggle with, and it ties into a lot of things that I've been talking about lately on Instagram and obviously here on the podcast. And that is how marketing feels very vulnerable. Now, I recognize that some people, this is not a thing. So this is like, you don't feel this way. Amazing. This episode probably isn't that helpful for you. But if you want to grow your business, you want to show up more on social media, whether that be Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Threads, X. I really hate calling it X. I just want to call it Twitter. Whatever it is, however you want to reach out to potential clients, but you just kind of like hate how much it puts you out in the world in a way that feels like you are, as my client said this last week, naked, standing in a sea of people. And it just kind of, the chance of being judged and the chance of being, your message being taken the wrong way, or people just not liking what you said, or maybe even like a crazy random internet bot troll. It's too much. You're like, I can't do it. It's too much. You kind of just are in your head every single time you go to post. And then if you do post, you are, you know, analyzing whether or not people are liking it. And if they don't like it in the way that you hope they should, you don't get enough likes. And you're like, yeah, people think I'm lame. And it just kind of is like this mental game that you play with yourself over and over and over again, and it is exhausting. If you are in this like cycle of exhaustion when it comes to marketing, then this episode is for you. Most importantly, I want to tell you that if you feel this way, this is so normal. This is just like normal human brain things, right? So your brain is, its job is to protect you and to keep you safe. And if it feels like there's a threat by going on social media, then it's going to do everything it can to convince you not to. It's like, okay, this is not a good idea. We are going to be safe. And the way that we are safe is by not doing this. And it's just going to tell you that over and over again to really make sure that it keeps you safe. So if this is you and you are feeling that, you're a normal person, okay, does it mean that you're not a good business owner. It doesn't mean that you're not good at marketing. It doesn't mean that you can't be good at marketing. None of those things are true. So I think just acknowledging that is super helpful here. Secondly, I really want you to think about why you are marketing and who you are marketing to. And what I mean by when I say why, are you trying to grow a really big Instagram that you have thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of followers following you from all over the world, and you are, you know, an Instagram esthetician influencer or TikTok esthetician influencer? Let me just tell you right now, if that's your goal, that's so amazing. And I love that for you. And I know other people are out there that's been their goal. There's no part of me that thinks that's not a good path for people. But that is, you don't need to do that to be a successful esthetician and make money and market well on Instagram. If I had to guess, most people listening to this podcast have no interest in being like a viral, highly shared account, esthetician account. And if, again, if that's your goal, amazing. If I had to guess, the reason why you want to market your business is to grow your business, to make more money, to be more well-known in your area. So having said that, if the why is not to be Instagram famous or, you know, have thousands and thousands of followers, but it's just to grow your business, you keep putting yourself in that Instagram influencer place and you just aren't going to be there. That's just not going to be a thing. You don't, if you have 400 people following you or 50 people following you, you're not reaching 200,000 people when you post. It's just not going to happen. And the chances of what you post going viral to that many people is pretty low. And if it goes viral and you get a bunch of crazy people, then you can just always delete that post. I've actually had some random posts go not viral, but they've gone to people who are not estheticians that get all mad about what I'm saying because they think, you know, they misunderstand what I'm saying. So I just delete this post or I just hide them or whatever. I'm like, this post is not serving me. This person is not serving my clients. This is not serving people who could potentially be clients. This is just random internet people don't like what I'm saying. So I'm just not going to I'm just going to delete it, right? So if that's the rare thing that happens, you can do that. But if I had to guess, you just want the people in your area to know that you're there. And people in your area, just regular old people, not necessarily, you know, the people that are really interested in beautiful, perfect, curated, professional feeds. These are just regular people who need a service. They want to get eyelash extensions. They want to get rid of their acne. They hate their wrinkles. They want their eyebrows waxed. They want to try sugaring for their Brazilian. They want a lash lift. They want services. And they want to see who around them does these services and the person's work and what the person is all about. And I think if you look at it from that perspective, you realize that it's very simple marketing and you don't have to be vulnerable. You can just be yourself and share your work and share what you're about with people who may be interested. I also want to encourage you, let's say you have 400 followers. As a solo esthetician, you cannot accommodate 400 clients, right? That's a lot of people. Like my BLH Beauty account, I think maybe it's now at 1,000, but it was like at 400 or 500 followers when I was doing well over $100,000 in business. Because again, I didn't have that many clients. I had maybe 100 clients. They didn't even all follow me. There were people following me that
were never going to buy from me. They were never going to come, and they didn't live locally to me. They maybe were friends or people who never once had a pimple and never once were going to come in to get acne treatment. So if your goal is to grow your business, you only want people following you who really could want to use what you do. I know followers feels kind of like we're back in school and it's like a popularity contest, and followers kind of feels like friends and like you're wanted and people think that you're important, right? But what if that just like doesn't have anything to do with how you grow your business? Like if that's important to you and you want that and that feels really great, then like don't have a business Instagram or TikTok. Just like do a fun, silly one that people will like and think that you're funny. And then also you'll get a lot of hate comments too, because all those popular accounts get those hate comments. But like a business is not, again, if you have 200 followers, you can't accommodate all of them. So you really want followers who are people who are coming in or people who are potentially coming in. You want it to be a small group of people who you really connect with and can help. And I know it feels like when you're posting, people from high school or your previous jobs are judging you, friends, family. And I mean, unless you are in a very small town and only people follow you, or people who are never going to be your clients, I just don't think that that is at all what's happening. I have very few friends that follow me on my business accounts, and they're anything but supportive. I don't have any like former people in my life that I used to know following me. And you know what? If they do, I can just block them if I don't like them. Like, that's my choice, right? Like, I don't have to have people following me that I don't want to, because my content is super boring to people who aren't an esthetician or don't care about acne. Like, it's like not interesting to them. They aren't judging me because they aren't paying attention. I know we've been told this since we were kids. Like, everyone's worried about if someone else is judging them, and they're not judging people. But of course we know people who judge people, so then we're like, but that's not true, right? Like, so like we get into our heads of like this like panically like cycle. But like, again, unless you do like a big online presence where you have like thousands and thousands of people following you, no one's judging you because no one's really paying attention. And the people who are paying attention, this is like the most important part. People who are paying attention are the people who really need your help. Maybe it's just like 5 people this month that are paying attention. Those 5 people are maybe new clients that can make you a lot more money by coming in this month if you connect with them and teach them stuff and give them great tips and make them feel welcomed and have them understand what you're doing. That's all that matters, is those people. I know I've had people when I was doing acne in San Diego and then also here my esthetician business, and people have been like, yeah, I followed you for X amount of time and then I decided to book with you and work with you or whatever. So I always think about those people when I'm posting. Like, how can I help this person that I haven't met? How can I give them better results? How can I make them feel seen? How can I give them a tip that would change their experience? I'm not thinking about, oh my gosh, I wonder if so-and-so is judging me, or wow, I posted that and that obviously means no one likes what I said and they all hate me and I'm really bad at this. Of course, I'm a human and I have a brain that wants to protect me. So if I don't get a lot of engagement on a post, sometimes I'm like, oh, that didn't work. That's annoying, or that's frustrating, or that's disappointing, or like whatever. That 100%. I'm not at all saying like I don't ever have those thoughts. But more often than not, my thoughts are like, how can I help? How can I help? And if I take myself out of the equation, like, what are people thinking of me? And what if people judge me? And supposed to be like, how can I help my people? It's a totally different way that I show up. And I've seen this with my clients that I work with, my one-to-one clients, especially if we're working on marketing. And I'll see this shift posts that they make about themselves and their business and what they do and what they can do for people. And they start posting about what their clients are thinking and needing and wanting. And their engagement goes up, they get more clients, and they find social media so much easier. Because you're right, if you make it about you and your business and your like what you do and you, then it does feel vulnerable because you're putting yourself out there again and again and again. But if you make it about your clients, then it's not that scary. You take yourself out of the equation and you realize that it's actually really easy. That is it for today. I hope this helps, especially if you feel like you've been in a rut and you just have a hard time. You just feel really vulnerable every time you go to market. You can do it. I believe in you. I'll be back next week. Have a fantastic week. Bye for now.
Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helped my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.